Last time we began discussing the study of Dan Basulin, Dan Samasalich, and Kushari Gimel. The Rashba in the study there in Dan Samasalich, in Kedushim, and in the Torah Tabayis on Hayim and Beis, writes that even if a woman doesn't see any Dan during the Rishona, she doesn't see any Dan, be it Dan Basulin or anything, still she becomes Asura, Lashon Rashba. Shema Rasa Dam Tita Kachardo Benevah. We're concerned if she has the Yerushona, even if she didn't see any Dam, so maybe there actually was a little bit of Dam, and it got lost. Oh, Shema Chifa Osa Shechasera. Or maybe there was Dam that was masked by Shechasera, and no one was able to see the Dam. That's the Rasa writes in the Kiddushin, Rasa Salad, and on Tarek Habayis, both Ha'arach and Hakatar, and Asay and Zayt. And that is what most Rishonim assume, that even if a woman sees no dam, she still becomes Asura, has to count Shiva Nekiyim, has to go through the entire process, leading up to Shiva Nekiyim, because we're concerned that maybe there was dam, and the dam somehow got met. There is a minority opinion in the Riser. The Riser in the end of Shara Prisha is Mako. That could be the Rivet of Shikasa. The Rivet understands that the Chashash Adam Basulin is Shalo Yishtabshu B'Shar Adam and Tanei. The reason we're concerned to be Mitame Adam Basulin, even though in principle Adam Basulin should have been Adam Tahor, but it's not Adam in Makor, but we're concerned that maybe that Adam got mixed up with other Adam. So if the only concern of Adam Basulin is that maybe the Adam got mixed up with other Adam, so that's not really a concern if there is no Adam. If you don't see anything, so then we're not concerned that the dam that you see down there, several other dam, you don't see anything. So for the Rizid, which is also, it makes sense that the din of dam Sulin is only where there actually is dam. Ravid does not say that. That's what we saw in the Rush. But the Rush says that toward the end of last time, there was some kind of maybe it's going to bring out Zamida. And the Rush has two formulations. So the first is Shemin is Arvigo Zamida, so maybe the Zamida is together. And the second one is that Dila Sifra will call Nisura, and people aren't going to be able to discern that there is Dhamma, there isn't Dhamma, Dhamma is, and that's why they have to be not for us, the boy. It could be, even if that is your concern, even not the chreya that if you say Shalei Sav Shalei Shara Dhamma Tanayim that you can't be Machmir even if you don't see Dhamma, but it's more, if your primary concern would be that maybe there's Amida that gets mixed up together, okay, let me take a step back. So the lesson arises, Shema Yishtabshu B'Shar Adam and Tameyim, is that you may get confused and not be able to properly identify what blood is what. So you're going to see Dan Basulin, but maybe it's not really Dan Basulin, maybe it's really Dan and Makor, and you can't tell what blood is what. So that's a different concern, that if there is, then if there is Dam Basulin, maybe Dam Basulin got mixed up together with Dam and Makor. So it's slightly more likely if you have the latter concern the way the Rosh has it, that Dam A could get mixed up with Dam B, then maybe you'll be machmir even if you don't see any Dam. Again, not that way. Whatever reason you have to be machmir Dam Basulin, you could theoretically have said that you're only mitame when you actually see dam. The mice are mostly really shown in mostly shown in Sinatara. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, here in Siman Kuf Sadi Gimel. Afilu bad kavala masa dam, tamei, even if she sees nothing, she doesn't believe and she still sees nothing, she's still tamei, shema rasa tiba sam kichardo, Zichifo Shechlasera. We should note that the Lashon of the Chaver and the Lashon of Tur as well is not exactly what the Rashba says. The Rashba said, oh, the Rashba said, Shema Rasa Kibas Al Kachardo, maybe she saw dam in small quantity and that got lost. Or, oh, she saw Shema Kibas Shefazera. So the way the Rashba says it, there are two separate concerns, two separate possible concerns. Either that there was Kibas Al Kachardo that got lost, or there was dam and that dam was covered by Shefazera. The way the Torah and the Mechaber have it is all one. Shem Aras HaTivis Dam Tichardo Zichifa Shechazer. Maybe there was a little bit of Dam and the Dam is covered by Shechazer. What would happen if there was no Shechazer? So Rav Avner is quoted here Shiva Shevet Levi as saying, according to Ptach and Shulchan Aruch, if there's no Shechazer, you have the Yerishona, but without a Yobiyah, there's no Shechazer. So then, if there's no dam, there's no shechazera. She's going to be tahora because there's no concern that shemarav hashiva dam is called the chisar shechazera. There's no shechazera. According to the Rashba, the way it appears in the Rashba, there's two separate concerns. Either you saw that maybe the shiva dam is called got lost, or maybe it was covered by shechazera. But if you had, even if you had no shechazera, still you have the first concern. Maybe there was a shiva dam is called that got lost. So Rav Avner, without being mitziaches to the difference in formulation between the Mechaber and the Rashba, as far as I could tell, none of the Rishonim that the Beis Yosef quote here quotes that follow the sheet of the Rashba, around the Rush, have that lashon of zi as opposed to o. So a little bit curious where the Torah got it from, if you're going to make such a deal. So Rav Avner says that he passes the Maisa, if there was something less than a Bi'gemura, such that there's no Shefazera, and there's no Dam, then she's going to be Tahara. There's more concern in his Pitzidah, of course, the Yashiv, not that way. That the Maisa, even in that situation, there's no Shefazera, she's still going to be Asura. And some had Lashon HaMechaber, it's a little bit left off, because the Makor of the Mechaber is that Rashba, and the Rashba is clear, that it's O. So where did the Vav come from as opposed to the O? That's the curiosity. But he quotes from the Vayasha, that Lamaisa, you can't paskin based on that difference in formulation of Mechaber, because the source of these Rishonim, the Rishonim that are the source of the sin, all have O. For some, it's a little bit left off, and it's not coming La Fuke, a case where there's no shift like that. Then the Rama writes, V'yesh makilim in lo rasa dam. Fine. That rises. But we're not making like that. The Nogula Hakel in Lo Gamar Bia Rakaraba. However, so we're not Makel in Lo Rasadam, but the Minig is to be Makel if there's no Gamar Bia, there's only Hara, the Lo Rasadam. Avalambola Biamame Sarah Lisarchimena Apati Shalor Rasadam. Aval Nefesh Yasa Shasma Shalor Lisarchimena. So we're not making like the Rizer to say that if there's no dam, there's no din of dam besulim. But Rama says there is a minhag that if you don't complete a gemar bia, there's only hara, and there's no dam, then you could be making. The last line, val nefesh yachas afer shalos lechina, you should have lechachila only do hara to avoid the mitane. Avoid the woman becoming a suah levaya because of dam misulim. But if you did, if you only did hara and there's no dam, then you could be nekel. And that's the haskama of most achron. Aruch HaShulchan is machner. Aruch HaShulchan Sifas and Tes thinks that you should not be nekel like this Rama. But the broader consensus among the later poskim is that we accept the minhag of the Rama that this is only hara. Then, and there's no dam, then a woman is not going to become Asura Levaila. Yeah. that's precisely the point. If there is, the Ramah is saying, the minute the Ramah quotes, is that if there's hara, so then you restart the clock. So then the next thing is going to be Dibur Tana. Okay? That's not the Yerushalma. If you only do Hara, that's not. If you only do Hara, that's not the Yerushalma. They say that if there's only Hara, there's no Gemar Bia, so that's not the Yerushalma. And then the next time you have the is going to be the Yerushalma. That's how the remote quote is, or this minute is quoted by the way you're starting. Well, we'll talk about what Moshe says in a moment, which, I'm sorry? Yeah, okay, so we'll get to it in a second. The Rav Avadia writes that this minag in the Ramah, that you can be mako not to after a woman, even if there's only hara, if there's only hara, if there's no dam, even farther can be mako like that. But the whole dinner on the film is only Chumra de Rabbanan because of the whole chashash of being the tami of women, the asking woman of Baila where there's no dam is only a Chumra because of Amiyas of Roshiach. Amiyas of Roshiach that she's going to have Bia and not see any dam, and maybe the dam was covered up a lot. And if you're going to be Machmir to after only Hara, so then that's going to create a very difficult situation for women, so you're not going to be successful having a Gemar Bia the first time. Then she's going to be a Sula Vaila for the next 13, 14 days. And then she's going to start again, and then she's not going to have a Fakal the second time either. And then you have to restart it again. So that's going to create a very emotionally, physically draining situation. So you think even farther could be Mako. Can you make a like the Ramah? Now Moshe addressed the following question, which is just what Yossi was getting at. Igros Moshe Yoridei Felek Aleph Simen Tehei. Now what happens if there is only Hara, but as a result of the Hara, she sees a Tipa Sam, and then, so she sees a Tipa Sam, then the cool of the Ramah doesn't apply, she's going to become a Tula Baila. If you count her, we'll see where Mako, you only need 4 days, not 5 days, and then you're Shiva Nikiyam. So 11 days later, she'll go to Mitzvah again, after 11 days, and then she'll have a proper Dia Gemura. And then she's not going to see Dam Dia in the second Dia. So is she going to become a Surah again? The first time there's only Hara, but there was Dam. The second time is going to be Gemar Bia. So which is the halachic Bia Rishonah? So Moshe says, Mir Pasha Tesh Lahaka, Teo Galas in Tehe. Da'af Shekas Tavar Amar Dema Kilim Bahara, Velo Ras Adam, Velo Kashin and Shama Rasa, Vakipa Shefa Zera, Av Shem Zia Gemurah Kol Shushin, Alma Dabara Esra Shalom Rasi Besulim. So it's true that the Ramah says that if only you have this Hara and you don't see Dam, then you can be Mako. So you see from there that you could have a Hara, and the Hara is not going to be mostly the Besulim. This is why we're not concerned about Dam Besulim. So if that's the case, maybe you would have said, okay, so the first Hara is meaningless, and the first time you have a Gemar Bia, then you have to be associated with Dam Besulim, even if you had Dam the first time, because Dam the first time wasn't Dam Besulim. So Hara isn't mostly Dam Besulim. He says, no. Mikol Mokom, Kisha Rasa Bahara, if she did see Dan during Hara, after she Yasa Kala Dan Shayala Bezet. So maybe all the Dan Basulim did come out. Hara doesn't necessarily remove the Basulim, but it's possible that it will be mostly the Basulim. So after she Yasa Kala Dan Shayala Bezet, Mishin the Lefamim, Yose Kala Dan Bahara, that's possible. Either there's only one drop, so sometimes it doesn't have one drop. So you can make them both directions. If the first time you only have her raw with no dam, so then she's not a Sula Baila. And then the second time, if she has a Bia Gemura, that would be a Bia Gemura that creates the Chumra Dam Basulim. But if during her raw she does see dam, so then you can be told the Dam Basulim and that original dam, And the next time she has to be a gemur. There's no dam. She's going to be a mutaris. She never had the Arizona. She only had a Ra.
Right.
She only had a Ra.
She only had a Ra.
So the first night there's only a Ra, and then they get divorced the next day.
And then another
Yet, another Yet, another Yet, another Yet. Right,
so they
haven't given a Dhamma still with a boy.
All over again.
Yep, not all over again. She never got the first time. Okay, take a look at the Taz here, Sifkat and Gimel. The Kifah Shech Vazara. Let's read the Makabah first. The second half of this if the Tzricha Shetifsok V'Tara. So a woman has the Rishona, whether or not she sees Dam, she becomes a Sirla Baila, and she has to do Hefsek Tara, the Tivsok Kol Shiva, and she has to do Bedikas for 7 days. So she treats that period of time as a regular Nidra. Velo taska linos ad yom chamishi lishimusha, and she shouldn't start counting the shivan akiyim until day 5 since the dia. We'll see the din of paletus shechavera and how we get to the cheshbon of waiting 5 days after the riyasam before doing a hafetara. We're only doing a hafetara on the 5th day. Says the Tasa Kratandawa. Velo Tasa Linos Ayom Chamishi. Matasi Vishema Ralmi Prad. The Af Alpisha, the Hashta Nohug Alma, the Hanida Mafelos Linos Niyamashishi. So the Tzak of the Mechaber, as we'll see, is that by regular Nida, you're allowed to do the Hefetara on day 4 and then start counting your Shivan Akiyam on day 5. And the Ramah is Machmir that you can only do Hefetara on day 5 and start counting your Shivan Akiyam on day 6. The question for Maral, even though in general we are Machmir that I need to only start counting Shivan Akiyam on day 6, I can only do Hefetara on day 5. You call Malcolm. The Maschelas Limnos Achabi Rishona Shel Besulim. However, when it comes to this din of Dam Besulim, Maschelas Limnos Miyam Chamishi, she's allowed to cut off 1 day and start counting from day 5. You do have to count on day 4, start counting on day 5. Why is that? The whole concern of why, in general, we tack on the 5th day is because maybe a person had Dia Banish Masha. So there are 3 days until that's the Shechva Zara. That's 72 hours May 8 for 8. So that is going to span 72 hours May 8 for 8 is going to span 4 days. So maybe she had Dia Banish Masha, which is another possible day or something, whether that's the previous day. That's why we tack on the 5th day. But over here we're not concerned that she had Dia Banish Mashos, so she got married tonight. I think we would be matching because that's part of the package. I mean, if you're going to make a on Harab Alma, so then you're not counting anything, right? Okay. If you're not going to make a on Harab Alma, if you're not going to make a light the Ramah, Okay.
Or
you saw that. Right. You definitely need to wait 4 days. Yeah. In a case where there is hara without with dam, but there's no just like that. See that, and then yeah. In any event, I'm sorry. Right. The Maisa, yes. You're asking, I'm sorry. Right. But it says across the board, let's have to learn that the answer is the issue, but no qualification. That's not about it. It's just how you talking about here, or are you talking about later? Okay? Okay? That's their own. You're asking about Kufa Di Gimel?
No,
right. Sounds here like you'd be Machmer across the board, but you can look around and see if anyone says otherwise. I hear the question. Okay. Okay, I'm not sure. So, okay, so the Tav here quotes from Maral that we're Mako not to require the fifth day of Poletus Yekrosar. Or Sameach writes, Perez Vavi Suedi Allah Tazayim. It says as follows. In Simikov Tarizov, we pass in that you have to count the full 5 days before you only do have to count on day five. And in Mathmir, it's only started shooting a PM on day six. Maybe there's Dia Ben Akrashov, and maybe she's collapsed on day five. And the Taz over here says that for a Kala, we may have to put off the last day. Why? Because Ein Derech Livo Kodem Chatzi Laila. So the norm is that a Kala is only going to be used on a night. And then it's not just not a concern. And that's what the morale is made to. It says the Orch Sameach will see that. As in Akar B. Rishon appears to Nida. So even if she becomes a real full-fledged Nida after B. Rishonah, you still can be Mako. Why? Because the whole concern, the reason that we require day five in general for Hefzikara is because of Inish Mashos. So here there's also kind of Inish Mashos. So even if she becomes a Nida, a full-fledged Nida, you can be Mako to allow for Hefzikara on day five. So Moshe writes in Shubas Rabbi Eider, so we get a fast, and nowadays where it's common enough that people get married in the daytime, so this whole question doesn't apply. Because you do have the possibility that maybe there's Dia Ben Akrasha. And he says that even Orthomeus might agree to that. And definitely he says in a place where they got married, people get married on Erev Shabbos, there also there could be a concern they could have Dia Ben Akrasha. So Moshe says that for those reasons, kula of the or sameach may not apply. And in some situations, even the kula of the tav maral may not apply. Because the institution, or is the accepted norm, the way it seems to present it, is that no one would have the Rishona during the daytime, including the shows, every time married at night, and there's no possibility. The institution, right, because the, right, that's what it seems to say. I'm sorry? The Moshe. Okay. Then Ramosha has another tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Siman Pei Zayin. What's the din if a woman has her besula medically removed? The woman had her besula medically removed before the chasana, and now she has bibi shona. So is she subject to the din of dam besula? She's not going to see any dam, and the besula already removed. So she still become a besula levayla, and then she still has to go through the whole process of Tara. The Moshe is making Chelek Aleph Simtei Zayin that the Chumra of Chazal, the institution of Chazal, of Dam Mesulim, is only relevant where the Mesulim are removed Ayidei Bia. So if the Mesulim are removed Ayidei Bia, even if you don't see Dam, you have to be Machmir to treat her as Asura Levayla. If the Besulim removes medically and she sees Dam, so then you definitely have to do Gorish. But if the Besulim removes medically and you don't see Dam, then she's going to remain Muteres Levayla. That's where Moshe sucks. It was the value of Nakel as well that way. Chelek Dalet Yabia Omer Simen Yud. Chelek Dalet Simen Yud. And Chelek Yud Simen Kafet. Yeah.
How does that fit with any of the figures in the show that you've seen why Dam Mesulim is poor in the first place? I mean, if it's like in the second lesson of the rush, if it brings out Dam Mesulim, like at the end of the day, you're still breaking the Mesulim, which is still, so that should bring out Dam Mida. If you want to say it's mixed together, like, what does that have to do with you?
No, there's two levels here. The first question is, where there is Dam Mesulim, why don't we see that it's Dam Maka? So we're talking about the second level. Second level is where you don't find any. Everyone agrees if you have dam, then you have to be machmir. What happens if you don't see any dam? So that's only because shema kipa l'shikra zera or shema rasta kipa sasa kaga v'nefe. Right? The rasta. So there, that concern that maybe she saw dam and it was covered up, that concern is only stated where there's the besulim that is being removed now. If they're ready medically removed. So we're not concerned that maybe there's dam that the cost to come out by Asharas HaBesulim.
And they're not concerned, like the other one concerned, that it seems like most of the time that we conclude the Asharas of the Rasta also, that it's O.
And so even with that, what are we concerned? Either there is Dan that got covered by Shekhar Zara, or there is Dan that got lost. But that's only relevant if there is actual Asharas HaBesulim Ayyidei Bia.
Why? So, by Shekhar Zara, I understand, but
because we're not worried that there's any dam. The Besulim were medically removed already. If you're removing the Besulim now, then we're worried. It might be dam. Maybe you missed it. The Besulim already removed.
I thought this was during the actual medical procedure.
No. Talking about a woman had her Besulim removed a year ago. Now she gets married. And now she has the Yerushona. So there, Ramosha says, you don't have to be machmir below Ras Adam because of the Asharas Besulim. And this whole din doesn't apply.
What if she did have her Besulim removed while she was married?
If she had her Besulim removed, you mean after Bir Shona?
No, you mean like they couldn't even they couldn't even really be Bir Shona.
Right.
Like it is a case where it was very painful. So she had to, in order to have you, she had to have her Besulim removed.
Right. Sir Moshe would say that there, the Xeris Hazal is only where for the Tumor removed by the idea. And this is if you see Dam, you have to deal with the Dam. If you don't see Dam, then the Xeris Hazal only was applied in a case where the Tumor removed by the idea.
Okay.
And then if there's no Dam, then you remain total. Okay. That's where Moshe, or Moshe's Nagel, or Gadia's Nagel, Zion Weiss, Nimchus Yitzhak, Sele Dao, and Simon Nimchess, is Machmir. He thinks that the Chumra Dam Rasulim applies even Shalom Ayidei Bia. And he's worried in your case where the doctors remove the basil at that point, if there's no dam, maybe there still is dam that gets covered up, or maybe you still have the latif chalam upon the oath consideration, or maybe we shouldn't believe the doctors that they really did remove all the basilim. And he quotes a marasham to that effect, marasham chalik alos simin reishiyod. Chalik alos simin reishiyod. So he wrote to Ramosha, and he wanted Ramosha to be closer from his position. Vadya writes that he didn't think Ramosha should be closer, because even though God will close from our Sham, I am of the Huva of Yosef. So the Mirchat Yisrael was concerned about the Marsham's cover. So Vadya writes, we should also be concerned about the Marsham's cover. We should be more concerned about the truth. He thought the Marsham was wrong. And therefore, you could be Nakel. Now we'll just read a few lines from Ramosha Tshuva. Again, Chelek, Aleph, Simen Pei Zayin. Nish'alti bi'echer kasher lo haya efshar lo livo bi'rishon and mitzad that Pesach ha'yasas in the Yosef, your case, Asher. Ahosu kol ha'rofe she'yitzach as a Pesach, the instrument, ha'lohoti adam b'tulim. Ed lo yivo b'osa yom, amar ha'rofe she'yish lo'ko she'yitzabek odapam. And Yeshua said, Jim Prisha ad office for your Zayin Akim and Tila. So the Shalwa is asked, with your case, that the doctor is going to remove the basulim, and then in order for the basulim to stay open, the medical recommendation is they have to have beer right away. But the issue is going to become a sura because the doctor removed the basulim, and she can't have beer right away. It says Ramosha, Hishati Shemateris Abayla, the Eino Tzvita Vayi Nekim Lefila. You don't need any tire process. Kredam Basulim with the Ethem Damaka. The Rakh Ma Shayatu Aide Dia Asafanim Aideakas 8 Ula Machine. That fundamentally Damasulma Zamakas is the Sufrafan. Elawai, we're master, where are we master? Only if it's a new Aide Dia. So we have no right to be machmer beyond what Chazal said. The Imai de Biyasa Archakach Yimta Dam Adin Yitzva B'dam B'sulim. But if when you have here you find Dam, for that you have to assume Dam B'sulim. The Yisarkalifro Shashitifro Zaynakim Ashitifro. So then you're going to have a Tara prophet, then to become a Sura. In Lo Yimta Dam, if she doesn't find Dam, Lo Yisarif Lifrosh, Yishlit Lo Shakala Dam Yatza Aide Maitha Rofe. Afim Yomish Asa Rat Pierce the Kuka. So Moshe says in both directions. When the doctor removes the Basulim, if you don't see Dam, that's not going to Asa. And when she has Birishona, if you don't see Dam, that's not going to Asa either. But you can assume that any Dam already came out. Meaning, in the case where the doctor removes the besulim and the dam from the besulim, even if there's dam, you could be mekel, because that's dam that came out ayidei harofe and not ayidei bia. That's what Moshe cool. Teliezer Chelav Yud Simin Kafei thinks that it's better to be Nachmir, but in Ramosha's case, if the doctor says the only way this is going to be successful is if you have beer right away, so then you can be Nachmir like Ramosha. The five of Conrad, Father Yashol has to cut in Yudalid, and maybe this question should be dependent on what we say by a Mukafei. If a woman's a mukafet, are we concerned about are we going to be mitami her al tam besulim if she doesn't see that? So Darki Tshuva here in Tzukatan Hay quotes from the Zera Emes. Zera Emes is Taylor Jason and Peidalid that even a mukafet requires zayinakim, requires prisha and a whole tara process after the rishona. And even though Mukhafei doesn't have time to besulim, but maybe there's still some besulim left. Even Mukhafei may have something left, and that may come out during the Rishona. So that's their MSS, that even a Mukhafei still has the Chumra of Dam besulim, and even if she doesn't see Dam, becomes a Shulam Bailim, requires the regular Tara process. So the Baal Yisholchem suggests, according to the Zera MS, maybe the same should be true if the doctor removed the besulim before she got married. She had a procedure to remove the besulim before she got married. So that's the halachic equivalent of a mukafet. So maybe, just like a mukafet, we're concerned there's a little bit left. So too, when the doctor removed the besulim, medically we should be concerned there's a little bit left, and she should become a surah. Although, the body self acknowledges there may be a difference. In the case of mukafet, so there, that happened through happenstance. There wasn't a medical procedure. So there, it's more likely that there's something left. But if the medical professional, the doctor, removes it still entirely, so then maybe there's no concern that there's something left. And there, maybe even the Zera MS might acknowledge that you could be mekel. And the Baal Yisholchem quotes from Marsha in Tshuva Saf Dalid, who's Mako by Mukafet, not to require Prisha and a Tara process. The Marsha, Tshuva Saf Dalid, the Sugya makes of it Shel Chasanim and Shel Kalam, Shel Vilas Mitzvah Parish. So the Tosas there has a line, the Rasko Boel, that maybe the Gemara could have said that you have to be Parish because of Dam Besulim. Where it says over there that, no, maybe we're talking about a mukafet, and mukafet doesn't have to be parish. He presents this as a machlokas achronim, does the mukafet have to be parish? Although he acknowledges, even if you're machlokas like mukafet, it could be that if you remove the sula medically, that's better than a mukafet, because there, everything is removed, you have greater confidence that the sula are totally taken out. Let's begin the study of Dam Chibur. Take a look at the Gemara Tanus Rav and Aleph. Towards the bottom. Six lines from the bottom. Amar Rava. If a person invites a woman to marry him and she agrees to get married, she has to count Shivanakiyam. Why, says Rashi? Shama Mahmas Taiva Chimud Rasadam. We're concerned that even if she didn't actually see Dam, maybe the emotional reaction to being invited to get married is going to create a riyasa. Ravina iasikle libre deira chanina. So Ravina arranged for his son to get married to the house of Rav Chanina, to Rav Chanina's daughter. Amrlei, Savrlei Mar, Lenichtav, Tuba. The Arba Yom, or the Yom Arba. Amrlei in. Dimata la Arba. Natar I Arba Achrina. So they wrote the Ksuva after 4 days, and then they waited another 4 days. The Akev Shiva Yomi Klasar Hu Yoma. They waited 7 days after that day, after the day that she agreed to get married. Amalei Mai Hai. Meaning they agreed to get married on, let's say, a Tuesday. Then they wrote the Ksuba, let's say, on Sunday. Then they wrote the Ksuba Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They should have got married right away on Wednesday. They waited another 4 days, so that would be a total of 7 days from the time of the original invitation. I'm only my high. Well, what's the extra weight? On the way, with Sarva Lamar, Zahadu Rava, Dhamma Rava, Tabuli Nazan and Mishpaisa, Sirkalesha Shirnakim. So don't you know that the name of Rava, that if there's a invitation to get married, you have to count Shirnakim. On the way, Eim, Dhamma Rava, Bigdola, the Safazia Dhamma, that's true. By Yigdola, who already saw that. Ava Bukhtana, the Lafazi Dhamma Yama, but by Tana, who never saw Dhamma in her life, are you still worried about that? You know it? On the way, the Fair Shamma Rava, Lashna Gedol, Lashna Kana. Gedol in my time, Rishim de Mechamda. Kana Nami Mechamda. No. Even by Kana, there's a concern of Dam Kimud. Even if La Rasa Dam Yameha, you're still worried about Dam Kimud. And therefore, you have to wait for 7 days to account for the possibility of Dam Kimud. Even if Lo Hibi is not Elirat. That's what Kana is. The Tana here is even, I'm sorry? It could be. But I think the Tana here is even Mali Diaz Mana Lira. That seems to be the son of the Kiddush of Dhamma Kimud. Okay. Yeah.
Small question in reading into Mana.
Yeah.
I'm especially with the 161. The sounds like they made
they waited to the next Wednesday, correct.
Right, meaning there's 11, including the proposal, there's 11 days total?
Right, just because of the, right, correct. Okay. So they waited, Dimata Larba, Nata Larba Kuna, right. When they got to Wednesday, they waited till the following Wednesday.
But that right. Number is not significant, it's just that they just walked in there at Wednesday.
That was not...
I'm
sorry? Right, 4 plus 7 would be 11.
Correct. So it was at least 7 days.
Correct. Okay, so what's the concern of Dam Kimud? Rashi said, we just read, Shema Machma Paiva Simud Rasadam, and maybe because of Paiva Simud, a woman sees Dam. And the Rashba writes, both in the Kiddushim here and in the Torah Tobias Ha'ara Peyam Adayis, Shema Chamda, and maybe she has Simud, and because of Simud she sees Dam. So even if she does the bedikah, she sees no dam. But so choshesh, Shema Rasa Tibas Dam Kachardo Vinevda. That maybe she saw a Tibas Dam Kachardo and got lost. Even if Adika won't help. There is a Shuvas Maivaniyos Rosa Raviyah. She was naming us Aleph, and it's in the she was naming us Kedushas and Aleph, and she had those naming us Kedush Pushta, which is printed in the back of the Frankel Rambam, Parashat Aleph Palacha Tes as well. So we'll read it from the she was naming us Kedushas and Aleph. Kedushas and Raviyah, Hadar Mina Gedola Taima Mai Mishim the Mechamda Tananami Chamud the Mechamda Perish. That maybe there's going to be simud at the time of the proposal. Maybe it'll be done that she won't be cognizant of. That's why you have to have Shimon Akiyam like the Chomer of Zera to feel around Tipa Sam to Kardo. Only concerned about simud once there's an actual proposal. Then the Rabbi says, if he perished there, im amra bari li, the gamba dakti asked me the yom tzviya, that if a woman says, I know I didn't see them, and I did a medika on the day of tzviya, lo haisa tzvicha zayin akiyim, ela nevelas alfin. So the Rabbi says, if you did a medika, then you don't need shivin akiyim. The whole concern is shema rasa tiba sam. Shekhardo. And why are we concerned about that? At the time of the tzviya. So if she says, I know I didn't see any dam before, and I do bedikah precisely at the time of the tzviya, then we're no longer concerned. Al neres, farili mehemna, b'vad shabaka b'yom tzviya miyad, tzidim bedikah kol anoshim, b'chor mishisakim, shema yatsadam in amakor l'tov, there were two law by yitzayinikim. So if she does bedikah the moment of the tzviya, then, if it's clean, we're not concerned. That's what the Rabbi is asking. Yeah. Bari. I'm sorry? If she thought she would know she thought. That's what Bari means. Nakuda is the bedika. She says, I know I didn't see dam yet, and now I'm doing the bedika. I didn't see dam, and I'm doing bedika to make sure that there's no dam. Okay. So that's a minority opinion we've shown him. Other we've shown him assume that even if she doesn't see dam, she still has to count Shiva Nakiyan, because maybe Rasa Tiva Sam Sakardo Vinetta. The Rashba writes, and that's Kafa Mavez, Shiva Maslow Haidam Sumer. So there, the Gemara has various episodes of various Amoraim who paskin that certain dam was dam chinuch. So what's the point of saying that dam is dam chinuch? So Rashi writes over there, given after high dam chinuch, talk on the base, that the point is the dam chinuch was tamei. And that's what you see from our Gemara here, that's absolutely nothing after count shivin akiyim, because dam chinuch is mutamei. So what was the kunt of the Amoraim saying that this is dam chinuch? To show that they're able to distinguish between different types of dam. So you would have thought there's no difference to dina. That whether it's regular dam nidus or dam chinuch, they're both tameh. So the bekiyus of these Amoraim is only to identify what the source of the dam is, but lemaisa, they're both tameh. Then the Rashi quotes another opinion, the Yesh Mefarshim, the Ram and the Iri, which probably the simpler reading of the Gemara, then, oh, this dam is dam tahor. That was the chacham of the Ram to be master between dam tameh and dam tahor. And it's only a chumrah that we're machmer dam timur because maybe got mixed up together with other dam nidah. That's when the Iri writes, the Yesh Mefarshim, shalo asu dam chimur elame chashash ir of dam nidah, aval kol shehikr she'en sham elahu tahor. According to this day in the Iri, that the only concern of dam chinuch is maybe dam mixed up together with dam nidah. Stuff like dam bishul, maybe dam mixed up together with dam nidah, according to the Rush. But if you're able to ascertain the certainty that it didn't get mixed up, that it's only Dan Sivut, which none of us could do, but these on the Raman Dan Tav had a certain higher level of proficiency, but then that would have not been, you know, that this Dan would actually be Dan Tav. That's two days from the Rashba there. It fundamentally is Dan Chima, Dan Tahor. Ella, you can never really tell if it's exclusively Dan Chima, maybe it's mixed up together with Dan Jesus. Or, no, Dan Chima is always Dan Tame anyway. Because that's Dan and Makor, which is Tame. And I'm around there. We're just demonstrating their skills in identifying the source of Dan, but no real Naphtamina, Lahala. So there is a machlokas rishonim that we'll talk about a little bit now. What is the necessity for a hefetara and for shivinakiyim in the case of tamur linas? So a woman is invited to get married. We're concerned about dam chimud, so she has to wait. Even if she sees no dam, she has to wait for 7 days before getting married. So does she require a hefetara? Does she require shivinakiyim? And thus you require bidika during the Shivanakiyam. So we should just point out, as the Torah Hashlamim writes here in Sefkat Yom, we have in Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis, the seed inside, Sefkat Yom, Torah Hashlamim, Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis, three lines in, the nearly, Pasher. The Kol Zem Mairi, the Kitana, Shalarasa Me'olam. The whole discussion that we're going to have now as to whether you require bidikos, you require hefetara, what's the tara process, is that really nothing. That's only relevant for a katana that never saw a dam, which is not in need anyway, or for that matter, misleka samim, postmenopausal woman, who isn't in need anyway. About the gedola, shirasa, bafilo rasa asa rakza yamin rabin shirasa, you call Makam in summer, I need to make a Kanita Gemura. In the summer, the suffer Zainakiyam, Kamishi Tanuya, and Kamishi Hashiva Kanita Gemura. So, any normal situation of a woman getting married in her 20s, 30s, 40s, she is not yet in the Selecta Summon, so she's going to be Anita anyway, so she's going to have to go through the regular tire process of Anita. So, there are no kulas there. Of Tabuli Nase to not require potentially Hefetara or Bidikos. The whole discussion that we're going to have now, whether you require Hefetara and Bidikos, is only for a woman who's not in Nida anyway, which practically speaking either is a Ktana Shaloba Saddam ever, or a Musuleka Saddam who's already past the point of seeing Dam as part of a normal cycle. So the contemporary relevance of these halachos, to the extent that there are any more kulos by Tavuli Nase, is minimal. Tana, we almost never have getting married, hopefully, and it would be relevant to a Mr. Lekha some. Yeah.
But the Gemara has that this is a question by the Gola. Anyway.
Right. So either that's talking about a time where we're makbid on Tyros, and the Gola could also go to the mikvah as a nida.
No more chicken, but it's not that one.
It could only be theoretical, or it could be that they didn't have the formula to revash now that the mikvah was new. But where was the need anyway, so then there's no added kumra tabuli now.
So this Rava is either speaking about a portion of the woman or the being machmas by it.
Right. Or you could have a situation in Tabuli Nase where a woman, maybe relevant, we'll talk about, let's say you called off the wedding day. So a woman is preparing for a wedding, and then you call off the day and you use the phone a few days later. So now she's talking because you went to the mikvah to get married. And now you called off the wedding and then you reschedule it. Is that a new Tabuli Nase? So if that would be a new Tabuli Nase, that could be another situation where it would be relevant, where she's not a new Tabuli Nase. Okay. to reschedule. Potentially.
Well, definitely have that. I imagine it would be hard to say at that moment, though, to begin cutting down a few days of earth, so probably not. But I feel like we need it at that point.
Could be, okay. So we'll talk about that. You want to add another quick one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Fine. So we'll stop here. And we'll talk about it. We'll pick up the discussion of putting it to him and have to tire next time. I may want to throw in a third Kabbalah this week on Thursday. Depending on where we get, because I'd like to try to finish up Dom Kimud and Kala. Maybe break for the after that.